Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside,
and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have
come to make me new. Did you know that your baby boy gives sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels
the face of God? Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lightened by darkness, see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Breath of heaven, hold me together, forever near me.
I invite you to rise as you're able. Let's all sing together, Angels We Have Heard on High, number 132. Unless you're a child, and I invite you to come forward for the children's message. Do any of you like to play the drum? Have you ever played a drum? Have you? You like it? Do you make music or do you make noise? You like the sound. Well, the next song coming up is titled Little Drummer Boy. You think you know that? Well, they're going to sing Little Drummer Boy, and it's a song about a boy who's young, and he's poor, and he has a drum to play. And he has been invited to come and meet baby Jesus at the stable. And he's poor, and he doesn't know what gift to give him. And so when he gets to the stable and he sees Jesus lying in the manger and Mary right there, he asks if he can play his drum. And he gets to play his drum for them, and it's his best of him. He gives his best in his song. And there's nowhere in Scripture where it says a little drummer boy came to the stable to play his drum for Jesus. But the meaning of this beautiful song is the little drummer boy gave his best to Jesus. And what's the best that we can give to Jesus? In Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And one of the things I love about sermon and music is to watch the people. I mean, to listen to the words is great, but to watch the people and as they sing their expressions and to know them, they love to sing of God's praise. Their faith is in their hearts. And this little boy, he gave his best to Jesus. And what God wants from us is our whole hearts to love him. So as you listen to the song, Little Drummer Boy, think about giving your heart to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the children, and we pray that they would continue to learn more about you and to know you and give their hearts to you. Lord, help us to listen to the meaning of this next song, that we would love you as you have loved us. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, our newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Baby Jesus, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give our king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum?
Rum-pa-da-da-pum-pum-pum-pum-pum-pum.
Mary nodded, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, the ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum, me.
See the Virgin is delivered in a cold and crowded stall. Mirror of the Father's glory lies beside her in the stall. He is mercy's incarnation. Marvel at this miracle. For the Virgin gently holds the glorious impossible. Love has come to walk on water, turn the water into wine. Touch the leper, bless the children, love both human and divine. Praise the wisdom of the Father, who has spoken through his Son. Speaking still, he calls us to the glorious impossible. Hallelujah! 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 Glorious impossible. Was bruised for our transgressions, and he bears eternal scars. He was raised for our salvation, and his righteousness is ours. Praise, oh praise him, praise the glory of this lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious impossible. Hallelujah! 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 Glorious impossible. Hallelujah! 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 Glorious impossible! Glorious impossible! Praise, oh praise him, praise the glory of this lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious impossible. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hopefully you remember the first reading. If not, it's in the bulletin on the page of Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4, and see if any of those are familiar in this reading from Luke 4, 14 through 21. You're going to see 14 through 21 on the screen. I'm going to add 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread to the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. 400 to 500 years in between these passages, from Isaiah 61 to Jesus speaking in the synagogue that day. And the people had to wait that long for the promise of the Messiah to come. So when those people that heard this reading, that knew Jesus because he had returned to his hometown, when they stood up, when he stood up to read, and then when he sat down, and he said those words, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," they recognized him as Joseph's son, and they were amazed at his words. They had been waiting and waiting. And we are waiting. As a people in this Advent season, we are waiting for the promised return of this man, this Lord and Savior who stood up and read. We wait with anticipation and expectation, and I pray that we wait with great faithfulness, because as God fulfilled this prophecy from Isaiah to Luke, God will fulfill his prophecy that Jesus is coming again in all his glory. Praise be to God. Amen.
Again, I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing together, "O Come All Ye Faithful," number 145.
Thank you. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat. Of peace on earth, goodwill to man. And the bells are ringing.
Peace on earth.
Like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song. Of peace on earth, goodwill to man. But the bells are ringing,
peace on earth.
Like a choir singing,
peace on earth.
Does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Then rang the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep.
Peace on earth, peace on earth.
The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to man. Then ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime. Of peace on earth, goodwill to man. And the bells, they're ringing.
Peace on earth.
Like a choir singing.
Peace on earth.
And with our hearts, we'll hear them.
Peace
on earth, goodwill to man. Do you hear the bells, they're ringing?
Peace on earth.
The light, the angels singing.
Peace on earth.
Open up your heart and hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. On earth,
All praise and glory to God through what we have heard and experienced in our worship. May God be praised. I invite you to stand for the benediction. In this season of Advent, when we think about Jesus Christ, may we be aware, may we have watchful eyes, with eyes focused on Christ, that boy that was born in that manger, that points to the promise of his return in glory everlasting. May God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you and keep you in this season. Amen.